I'm not really in that circumstance. John Danny is a current member of Sinn Féin, a long-time supporter of the peace process. He went through a process in 2007 and before that, and the NIO sent him back a letter which actually stated that, in fact, he was not being sought by either the PSNI or any British police force. And that he felt then quite free to move about and go about his business. This was an issue of the what's called on the runs. It was agreed by the British government to sort this out in Western Park negotiations. And as far as John Downey is concerned, his situation was sorted out. 6 years later, then they decided to arrest him, despite the fact, by the way, that he had travelled through England and had been in England many times in the meantime.
Could this not be an indication then that perhaps new evidence has come to light? Perhaps the police and the CPS feel now that they have enough to lay a charge and to make a case, whereas before they hadn't?
Well, I don't think that was the issue. I think the issue was that, and how would they get more evidence between 2007 and now? This case is over 30 years of age. 30 years old. I mean, I think it was an abusive process in the first instance. The whole issue here is that there was an agreement that John Downey was processed, that they said they didn't, they weren't wanting him, that he could, and he wasn't the only one, that he could return to, if you like, or carry out a normal life as part of the overall peace process and conflict resolution process. And now someone has decided to arrest him. That's why he should be released. If he had been in jail at the time of the Good Friday Agreement, in any case, he would have been released under the Good Friday Agreement.
Unionists and many others will argue that were the situation reversed, were, for instance, a British soldier to be arrested for his role in Bloody Sunday or something similar, would Sinn Féin be making the same comments and calling for his release?
Well, it's an interesting question, and let's go back against the negotiations. You may not remember, but what happened was that the British government withdrew British forces from the process of prisoner release because they did not want them involved in that process. And you might also remember that, in fact, Mo Mullum released two soldiers, Wright and Fisher, who had been convicted of the murder of Peter McBride from North Belfast, a young teenager. So they themselves had removed the idea that the British forces would be involved in this process.